Do you ever yearn for love so badly that you are running to food to comfort you? Maybe you're not receiving that love that you're yearning for from your spouse, from your kids, from your friends, or even from your parents. The deep yearning for a love to fill us, to embrace us, to comfort us, will never be found in food, will never be found even from other people. That deep love that you are searching for can only be found from God. God will never, ever run out of love because His love flows from a deep well. That well never runs dry. So if you just need a little love today, then please stay with me as we dive into your Worship and Word Wednesday. Before we dive in, I just want to share with you something good that's coming up, something you have actually asked for, which is a free training on breaking free from sugar addiction. It is all happening the month of April. So if you want to join me for that free training, be sure to click the link in the show notes and register today. Hey, woman of God. Are you sick of fad diets that only get you temporary results? Are you looking for a simple, foundational, faith-based weight loss framework that will fit into your busy day so it becomes a lifestyle? Are you ready to break free from binge eating, overeating, sugar addiction, self-sabotage, and the battle with your scale? It is time to let the chain breaker Jesus move mightily into your weight loss journey. I'm Andrea Lynn. I am so excited that you're here with me on Christian Women's Weight Loss. I remember what it felt like to be 75 pounds overweight, exhausted, overwhelmed, riddled with poor self-esteem, low self-image, and unworthiness, until I was radically saved by Jesus and He made everything new. With 20 years of experience and numerous certifications in fitness and nutrition, I'm here to teach you everything I know about food and fitness while making faith your primary drive as a busy Christian woman wanting to lose weight and keep it off. If you're ready to let the Holy Spirit transform you from the inside out while getting your body, which is God's vessel, healthy so you can rise up and live out the calling that God has on your life, you're in the right place. May the Lord give you ears to hear, eyes to see, a heart that's pleasing to Him, along with a body that will be transformed for His glory. Let's dive in. All right. You know, as I'm recording this, I don't quite have a name or title for this specific episode yet, but what the Lord has placed on my heart was a feeling of just wanting love so badly. And I'll give you a little bit of a background story, and maybe you can relate. And maybe then as you're relating, you're like, oh, yes, I need this, Lord, and I'm going to just stay with Andrea today and receive from You. I guess I'll use myself since I don't have a crowd in front of me right now. So here goes. When I was young, many of you know that I have survived sexual assault, molestation, and even some verbal abuse. And I do feel that because of that trauma, that I never really felt loved, even though my parents loved me. I was seeking deep love that really nobody could fill. And I just completely searched in the wrong places when I was young. I searched for that love in shopping. I searched for that love in chocolate. I searched for that love with men. I searched for that love even with friends, to a point where I remember one day that I had a friend, and at this point I was in my early 20s. I moved to Manhattan. I had finished college. I was pounding the pavement to become what I wanted to be, which was a famous, successful actress, singer, dancer. And I had a friend at the time that I was working with, and I just loved her so much. We had a strong connection, and I thought, she's my best friend. And one night, I took the train all the way from Manhattan to the Bronx. It was over an hour to hang out with her. It was like a Friday night. We're going to hang out. We were just going to have girl time, do masks, paint our toes. And we were hanging out, and it was probably about midnight, and she got a call from some guy she was dating at the time. And he said, "I'm going to come over." And she said, "Yes." I cannot tell you how hurt I was by that. I was like, wait a minute. This was supposed to be girl time. I don't want a guy over here. And she just didn't take my feelings to heart at all. She just said to her boyfriend, "Just come over." And I was so upset that I packed my bag, now at this point, midnight, you know, in the Bronx, and got on the train and headed back to Manhattan. And in my right mind, I would never have done that. You know, I was a young girl. It was late at night, but I was so hurt. And I remember calling my father, and I remember saying to my father at the time, just sobbing on the phone, like, "I'm so hurt. I just wanted a friend that, you know, equally, we just loved each other and respected each other and not letting guys in our way." And I remember it so clearly. He said to me, "Andrea, that love that you're seeking, you know, you're going to find that one day when you have a child. It's just this unconditional love." Well, shortly after that, I did get pregnant with my son and had my son. But unfortunately, I was just in a toxic marriage at the time, and I was in postpartum depression for about 5 years. So it wasn't really what my dad had said. And I was just a hot mess. Let's just face it. I was a hot mess at that point. So I loved my son. And, you know, there's a baby innocently needing you. But I was like, what is my dad talking about here? But eventually, I felt like my son and I grew strong, our bond together. And honestly, you know, that marriage ended. So I feel like I lost love, right? And then I did remarry, but I was seeking love so much that I think, honestly, it was probably putting so much burden on my husband, my current husband now, that it was causing strain in our marriage, because I was seeking something from him that he's human. He could not possibly fill the deep void I had. And then the love of my life, right? My son, my firstborn son, when he was a teenager, it's a long story, but my point here that I'm driving home is that this unconditional love that my dad said you would have, it will never go away, he became estranged. And so he's still to this day, Lord, I'm praying for him. I'm praying for that turnaround, that the Lord will bring him back. But my point of this is saying that, you know, he's estranged. And so that was this love that I had with my son, wasn't there. And I love him, yes, but I was expecting him to love me the same or love me back, right? And meanwhile, he left. So here I was just broken and by all these circumstances, because all I wanted was deep love. I hope this is touching somebody I'm talking to right now, because I really didn't even have a plan of what I was going to say here. It's all like, Lord, lead, Holy Spirit, use me. And so I'm just following what he's bringing to my mind and to my heart to share right now with you. So just to recap, I wasn't receiving love from other people the way I needed it. I was trying to find it in ways that just were not doing it. And a lot of those ways when I was young were sinful, you know, just the wrong reasons with all of the sin that just piled up. And thank the Lord that he radically saved me a few years ago. And honestly, this was the part I feel that deep love I was missing tied into my unworthiness, and they were going hand in hand. But once I was radically saved and literally had an experience with Jesus, and if you've had this, you know what I'm talking about. And if you haven't, Lord, I pray that the woman listening to this right now, she has an encounter with you that will forever change her. Because when I had that encounter, I felt the power of love that God shares to some degree, because I truly believe that our little body, our little heart, our little mind cannot even begin to comprehend the love that the Lord has for us. Think about it. Really think about it. Actually feel this. Our Heavenly Father sent the love of His life, His only Son, to come here, to bear our sin, to undo what the devil did in the Garden of Eden, because He loves us so much. And if you read about what the Lord did for us, what Jesus endured for us, the beating and the ridiculing and the hanging and all this physical horror, because He loves us. Really get that. When I was a child, I didn't get that. To the revelation that I have right now, to the point that it touches me so much, and I pray that it's touching you on the other end of this speaker, because His love endures forever, and it is so deep and so wide and so amazing that when you are touched by the power of God's love, you are forever changed. You won't need to turn to food anymore for comfort. You won't need to turn to sugar anymore for comfort. You won't need to turn to any person for comfort, because God is going to comfort you. And then all the other things, like when God gives you that love and you are touched and changed by His love, and it feeds you, His love feeds you, then you don't have to put that on anybody else around you. And just think of the ease that comes in relationships when you're not putting, like I feel like I was putting a burden on my husband. I don't know if he feels this way, but this is the way I see it, of please love me, please love me, please love me, versus here I am, I love the Lord and I love you too. And that there's this beautiful exchange versus a neediness, okay? I pray that this happens for you too today. So the word that the Lord gave me today to read and to speak and for you to really hear and digest, and as my husband says, marinate with, is Psalm 136. So I really want you to close your eyes if you can and take this in. And if you want to repeat, His faithful love endures forever, every time I say it, repeat it with me. Say it out loud with me. Here's one Psalm 136. I'm just going to read it through. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to Him who alone does mighty miracles. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to Him who made the heavens so skillfully. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to Him who placed the earth among the waters. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to Him who made the heavenly lights. His faithful love endures forever. The sun to rule the day, His faithful love endures forever. And the moon and stars to rule the night, His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to Him who killed the firstborn of Egypt. His faithful love endures forever. He brought Israel out of Egypt. His faithful love endures forever. He acted with a strong hand and a powerful arm. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to Him who parted the Red Sea. His faithful love endures forever. He led Israel safely through. His faithful love endures forever. But He hurled Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to Him who led His people through the wilderness. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to Him who struck down mighty kings. His faithful love endures forever. He killed powerful kings. His faithful love endures forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, His faithful love endures forever. And Og, king of Bashan, his faithful love endures forever. God gave the land of these kings as an inheritance. His faithful love endures forever. A special possession to his servant Israel. His faithful love endures forever. He remembered us in our weaknesses. His faithful love endures forever. He saved us from our enemies. His faithful love endures forever. He gives food to every living thing. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of heaven. His faithful love endures forever. And I just want you to understand here that faithful love in the translation of Hebrew includes aspects of love, kindness, mercy, and faithfulness. So we never have to worry again that God will ever run out of love, because his love flows so deep for us. So can we just take a few minutes to really just worship him, and because he loves us. He loves us no matter what. He loved us before we were even saved, and he came to save us and set us free. That's why he loves us so much. He came to set the captives free. And before we said yes to him, we were enslaved by our sin. So again, if you're listening to this, I suggest to take me in your prayer closet, outside, in your car. Just take a few minutes right now. Spend some time alone with God. Honestly, when I do this, it changes the whole atmosphere around. So when you're not feeling that love, go to God. And we're going to do that right now. We're going to go to seek him with all our heart so he can fill us with his spiritual manna. Let's start with exalting him, magnifying him. Heavenly Father, I exalt you. Above every name, Jesus, you are exalted. Lord, I lift you on high. Oh God, above all my problems, all my concerns, all my worries, you are high and lifted up. I magnify you, God. You are most holy. You are my holy majesty. You and you alone, Lord, are worthy of it all. You are worthy of all my attention. You are worthy of all my love. You are worthy of every thought that I have. You are worthy of every action that I take. You are so worthy, Lord. God, I lift you up, highly exalted, Lord, over my life, highly exalted over all the areas of my life that are challenging, highly exalted over my job, highly exalted over my children, highly exalted over my spouse, highly exalted over my marriage. If you're in business, highly exalted in my business. Lord, you are highly exalted over all areas of my life. Lord, you are highly exalted over my home. You are highly exalted over my state. You are highly exalted over my country. Oh God, I adore you. I adore you so much, Lord. I worship you, God. I worship you with all my heart, all my soul. Every part of me worships you. Every cell in my being is singing your praises. You have all my attention right now, God. You have all of me. I give you all my attention, all my focus, Jesus. My eyes are fixed on you. You are the author and finisher of life. You are the author and finisher of everything. I lift you up, God. I glorify you, God. I magnify you. There is none like you, God. Your name is above every other name. I worship you, God. I worship you, God. I worship you, God. I worship you, God. You are so holy. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Majesty, 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 Jesus, you are majesty. Holy majesty. Holy Majesty Jesus, you are. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. Lifted on high, Lord. Lifted on high, Lord Jesus. Let's just start to enter the gates of thanksgiving. This begins to change our mind, to completely renew our mind by thanking Him. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. If you can, I'd say lift those arms, open those arms wide, really worship Him right now. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for loving me so deeply. Thank you for loving me so much. You went to the cross for me. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for sending your only begotten Son. Thank you for loving me. Thank you. Thank you so much, Holy Spirit, for moving so mightily in my life. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for guiding me. Thank you for showing me the way. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your love that endures forever. Thank you for your everlasting love. Thank you so much for loving me. Thank you for loving me in my sin. Thank you for loving me. Thank you so much for saving me. Thank you so much for bringing me out of the depths of darkness that I was in. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your love. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for loving me. Thank you, Jesus, for loving me. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for loving me. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for loving me. Thank you, Jesus, for loving me. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for loving me. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your love. Thank you, Jesus, for your love. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your love. I receive it. I receive your love right now. I receive your love right now. I receive it. I decree and declare that I receive your love right now like never before. I decree and declare that I give thanks to you, Lord, for you are so, so good. I decree and declare that you and you alone, Lord, are so mighty and that you bring miracles. And I receive the love like never before, the miracle touch of your love like never before. It spills throughout every part of me, filling me up into the voids that I have carried, Lord, that I have not let you in, that I receive you, Lord. I receive you. I receive every part of you. Holy Spirit, fill me up. Fill me up, Lord. Fill me up until I overflow with your love. Fill me up, Lord. Fill me up, Lord. You know that song? Fill me up till I overflow. I want to run over. I want to run over. Fill me up till I overflow. I want to run over. I want to run over. Thank you, Jesus. Fill me up with your love. Touch me right now. Touch me with your love. Change me with the power of your Holy Spirit. Fill me. I allow every single part of you to fill me up. Fill every part of me with the power of your Holy Spirit so that I can feel your love and presence like never before, so that I no longer turn to food. I no longer turn to sugar. I no longer turn to people, but I turn to you because you have touched me today. You have changed me today with your love. I am filled up to the point where I overflow and I can give it out freely, Lord. Thank you for filling me. Thank you for touching me. Thank you for healing me. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your touch of power right now that fills me with love that I experience right now, this supernatural power, Holy Spirit, of you that changes me like never before. I literally will get up from here today and I will be touched by the power of your love like never before. And I will be able to feel that love from this day forward. And I will be able to share that love with others from this day forward. Praise Him right now. Thank you, Jesus. just give him praise. If you need to, clap your hands, dance around, sing that song. Fill me up till I overflow. I want to run over. I want to run over. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you for touching me like never before. Thank you so much. Lord, I am just so grateful for this encounter I've had with you and I will continue to have with you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you for your healing. Thank you for your love. Thank you, Jesus. And just continue to praise him. If you need to put on your favorite worship song, go do that. I say all the time, praise him like David. We can learn a lot about praise through David. Dancing, singing, playing instruments, praise the Lord, praise him with all you got. I don't care right now if you are in your prayer closet and you are doing the dance with your hands, jazz hands, praise him. Thank you, Jesus. Continue to praise him because praise is proof that it's already done. Listen, he already loves you. Now the proof is you feel it. You have been touched by him. I am so grateful for this time together. And I would love to know if you have been touched or changed by this. Please go to my website, AndreaLynn.com. Please send me an email and let me know how this has really touched you and changed you. Because I know that the power of God is real and working. He radically changed me. When I felt his love, I knew without a shadow of a doubt that he is real and that his love abounds and is just, it's so potent that every particle in you changes. So continue to praise him, continue to worship him, and continue to feel his love like never before. I just pray that for you right now. Lord Jesus, I pray for the woman listening to this. I pray that she has a mighty encounter with you. I pray that through your touch right now, Lord Jesus, that she is healed. Whatever part of her has been seeking love, Lord, it is healed right now in the name of Jesus. She is healed. Lord, I just ask you right now in the full authority in the name of Jesus that you bind all spirits of addiction from sugar, all spirits of addiction through food. Lord, you just bind those right now and cast them out and you fill those areas with your love. Holy Spirit, touch her right now. Fill her right now so she is healed and she can walk in freedom today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Before you go, if you have been transformed or blessed by this, please subscribe, then go to Apple Podcasts and leave me a written review. It is the number one way that you can bless me and get the word out there to other women who are also seeking. Screenshot your favorite episode, share on your social media feeds, be sure to tag me, and I'd love to connect more often, so join my Facebook group. Until next time, remember God says in 1 Corinthians 10:31, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. God bless you, my sister in Christ.